We are continuing today, Emeretz Hashem, still in the middle of Perek Bey's Mishnah, the 10th Mishnah. So remember, again, the Mishnah went on, and the students of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai said, "Mischamin keneged uran shel chachamim." So this is beautiful. Warm yourself by the fire of the chachamim. Now, what's beautiful about this idea, if you think about it, is it's referring, obviously, the light or the fire of the chachamim is their Torah. That the beauty of Torah is that literally it warms a person. The same way, like on a cold day, a person puts their hands or brings their body close to fire, there's that warmth that is just so comforting, and that warmth that is all-consuming. The power of Torah is that Torah is like that fire. So warm yourself by the fire of the words of the Chachamim. But on the other hand, what does the rest of the Mishnah say? Be careful with the coals, don't get burned. Because again, their bite is like the bite of a snake, right? And their sting is like the sting of a scorpion. The idea over here that the Mishnah is trying to sensitize us to is to be careful with the kavod of Talmidei Chachamim. The honor of a Talmid Chacham, the honor of a Torah scholar, is the honor of Torah itself. In other words, the Torah, the kavod of a Talmid Chacham, it's not his own kavod. His kavod comes from the fact that he is embedded in Torah. So his kavod is the kavod HaTorah, which by extension is the kavod of the Ribono Shel Olam. And as such, we have to be so careful with the kavod, with the honor, and with the dignity of Talmidei Chachamim. So on one hand, you have this concept that warm yourself by the fire of their Torah. But recognize that fire is a double-edged sword, right? Fire could provide warmth. Fire could provide life. Fire could also be destructive. So utilize the Talmidei Chachamim in the right way. Treat them with the proper kavod and derech eretz, and that fire will nourish and nurture you. Disrespect, go ahead and trample upon their dignity. And unfortunately, again, that fire becomes one of destruction. Incredible. We continue now on with Mishnah Yud Aleph. So Mishnah Yud Aleph writes as follows. Mishnah 11. Rabbi Yeshua says, Ayin hara, the Yetzer hara, the sinas abrios, motzien esa adam min ha'olam. So this is incredible. So remember again, Ayin hara, so literally an evil eye, a bad eye. So remember again, the Rabbeinu Yonah already explained this two Mishnayos ago. What's Ayin hara? Someone who is not happy with what he has. He's always looking at what he lacks. He's always looking at what everyone else possesses. And he's just simply never happy with what he has. So a person who has an Ayin hara, a Yetzer hara, which means that a person is lustful, a person is always following their wants, their desires, their lusts, their proclivities. Sinas habrios, a person can't get along with other people. So what happens to all these individuals? Motzin esa adam min ha'olam. Now, this is an interesting lashon. What does it mean, motzin esa adam min ha'olam? What does it mean? It results in death? That's what it sounds like. So you're not happy with what you have. You constantly follow after your desires and your wants. You hate other people. You don't get along with other people. That's it. You die. So perhaps motzin esa adam min ha'olam means something different. It's not talking about life and death. There's a concept that sometimes a person can be very much alive and biologically alive, but my life is not filled with content. I'm not content with my life. I'm not happy with my life. Motzin esa adam min ha'olam means it's almost like a person is removed from his own world. He can't enjoy his world. He can't enjoy his existence. He can't enjoy his life. So think about this now. Plug this back in. When a person has an ayin hara, right, a person is never happy with what they have. That means, again, no matter how many brachas they possess in this world, they're never focused on what they possess. They're only focused on what they lack. And every single time you see someone who has more, and there are always people who have more, I'm in a state of distress. As such, I can never go ahead and enjoy life. Motzin esa adam min ha'olam. Yetzer hara. You know, we all have our lusts and our wants and our proclivities. We all do. And often we succumb and fall prey to them. But if this is the totality of a person's life, this is all they're about. It's all about the lust. It's all about, then the truth is, you can never satisfy all of your lusts and all of your desires. There's always something else to lust for. There's always something else to desire for. As such, there is never a sense of contentment. So you see the common denominator over here. Ayin hara, a person is never happy with what they have. They're never content. They're never content. Life is not life. Person is always lustful and desirous. You're never satisfying all of those lusts. Person is never content. Ultimately, sinas habrios. Life is all about relationships. You need to be able to forge relationships, whether that's intimate relationships, familial relationships, utilitarian relationships. We all need relationships. So sinas habrios refers to a person who doesn't have the ability to forge relationships. Well, if you don't have the ability to forge relationships, then ultimately, again, life is not going to be life. Motzin esa adam min ha'olam. So motzin esa adam min ha'olam doesn't have to mean death. It just means that a person who unfortunately possesses these negative traits will not be able to enjoy life, no matter how much blessing they have been given. Okay, we'll stop over here. Shkoyach, everyone.